This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Built in 1914, Harewood School is a very good example of a classical period revival style building and the only remaining school of this style in the Nanaimo area. The tall building with its banks of symmetrical windows, its classical ornamentation, and its overall austere appearance successfully suggests authority and regimentation, concepts that were contemporarily linked to good education. Harewood School is historically significant because it speaks to the direct role local coal companies played in shaping the physical and social development of the Nanaimo area. It's also the only building in Nanaimo on a triangular city lot bounded by three major local roads. The Harewood School's height, mass, and location make it a highly visible neighborhood landmark.
The Harewood School closed 5 years ago, and in November 2004, the Steering Committee for the Harewood Community Center Co-op, HCCC for short, was formed. Despite the efforts of community groups like the Harewood School Community Center Co-op, it would not become a multi-use community and health center for the surrounding neighborhoods. Efforts to acquire the school have bogged down in bureaucratic red tape. Yesterday evening, a community meeting was held at Georgia Avenue Community School to discuss the situation, and we're joined in the studio by Harewood Community Center Cooperative President Ian Gartshore and by Harewood Neighborhood Association member Carolyn Isles. Carolyn also coordinates the community school program at Georgia Avenue Elementary School. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, Ian, how about if we start by having you share your vision of what you would like to see go on at the school?
Well, first of all, we had our idea in terms of being able to use the school because obviously it was empty, it had sufficient space in it, and it could be reworked on the inside according to our needs. And so we thought that the bottom floor, which actually is wheelchair accessible or could be made that way very easily, would be the health center where we were hoping and still wanting a primary health care center for, which is not just a few doctors, which are important, but a whole bunch of other practitioners and assistants. Could be a health nurse, could be a dietitian, it could be all kinds of folks that would be proactive with the health care. So we thought that would go on that floor, and then the middle floor could be spaces for agencies and for other services, and then maybe the top floor, originally the vision was to have that as an art center, which has got a gorgeous view of both directions of the mountain and of Harewood. And so that was the original idea, that we would be able to put that all into one place. And so it's a community center that really should be called a one-stop center.
Mm-hmm.
So that building was there, and we thought we could do it.
Well, and it's a beautiful location, and it is in the center of Harewood, which is actually quite a beautiful area. The thing I like about looking at Harewood is it looks like a small town.
Yep.
You don't get a sense that it's a big city, which yep. Nanaimo has become. Mm-hmm. Carolyn, there was a meeting held yesterday evening in Harewood. What happened at that meeting?
Well, as one of the people that was involved in organizing it, we were just absolutely blown away by the attendance. We had close to 100 people who came, and we were in a very hot room by the time all those bodies were in there. We asked a number of people that provide services or do things in the Harewood area to just take 2 minutes and tell people about the programs or what's happening, because oftentimes what happens when you don't have a neighborhood center, you don't have a central gathering place, is that people don't really know what's happening. So this was a good opportunity to begin to share some information. What quickly became apparent was that there are many gaps in services, and a lot of that comes back to space. Mm-hmm. There are some bylaw issues and some zoning issues that prevent us from using, for example, Harewood School without significantly changing those political agendas, and also have made it impossible to have a couple of really great programs come into our community. We have known of two grants that could have provided a mental health drop-in center. The closest one, of course, is for many of the people in Harewood who don't have cars. You have to get on the bus. You have to get out to Country Club Mall, Brooks Landing. The other one was a group of nurses, dietitians, and physical therapists that would have helped people that suffer from two or more diseases, say heart conditions and diabetes. And the grant was there. They were excited to find a place in Harewood, and they couldn't. There was no space to locate that service within the boundaries that we identify as Harewood. And we're a little sloppy with our boundaries, if you want to know the truth. We kind of consider all the way to Bowen Road and up to 10th and up to the college and or the university now and down to almost downtown. So the meeting was exciting. It generated a lot of interest in what was happening. After identifying the gaps, people began to realize that there is no person or group that's going to do the work that needs to be done. And so they actually started talking about, gee, maybe we need to set an agenda for a meeting. Maybe we need to be meeting again, which is great because it is only when we have more people than the few that are working on either the Neighborhood Association or the Harewood Community Center Cooperative that we're going to be able to make some headway.
What is some of the, there was mention of bureaucratic red tape around being able to get this functioning. What are some of the red tape issues?
My understanding is that the last word I got is that in order to be able to sell a property that has belonged to the public and the school board, not, by the way, the actual property that school sits on belongs to the province. And so for them to sell that means that all the upper levels of government need to look at that property and say, could we see a use for this? And so it's been going through that various process. And my last understanding is it's now with First Nations. And my, you know, I don't know, but, you know, they're trying to figure out what lands they're going to be restored to them through the negotiations. And who knows, maybe it's in that. That's just a guess. I have no idea why it's there right now. But yes, they have a kind of a judicial or upper level government status now, and so they should rightfully be able to look at it until such time that they decide what they're going to do with it. Then that property is going to continue just to sit there, and the gym is being used by a church, and that's fine. But the building, the Harewood School itself, is just going to sit there until some decision is made about how it can be or who's going to be able to sell it or whatever.
It's interesting you mention, Ian, the background and the fact that the province owns the land. In preparing for the show today, I dug around on the net and read some things about Harewood Estates and the concept that the coal mining company at the time bought up the land and parceled it up so that coal miners could have small parcels of land for farming purposes for the inevitability of the ups and downs in the coal market cycle so that they would have some kind of means of supporting themselves. Of course, the school then was built there, quite an imposing structure. So there's a real history around all of this area, you know.
Yeah, Harewood used to be called 5 acres because all those parcels of land
were five acres. Yes.
Interesting. And now it's kind of being renamed or reshaped as being the university area or University Heights or whatever. The mall's got its name now with the university instead of Harewood.
And so I had to step out earlier. My apologies. However, I wanted to ask you, if you haven't already covered this, to talk about the potential link between the university and Harewood. I read some comments about a potential health clinic at the university.
Well, the university, in order to be able to be a full university status, it needs to have proper health care right on the site. And particularly if they're going to have a full recreational facility in order to be able to bump up to that kind of level, a university status level, and compete in the leagues and all that kind of thing. My understanding is that they're going to have to then build a better facility for health as well as for the recreational opportunities there on the site. And so they're actually, it's very interesting, intriguing, and exciting is that they are looking at a healthcare model that's called primary healthcare, which I mentioned earlier. That means that it's not just reactive, it's also proactive. So how can we help create greater health in our population? And then the other wonderful thing is that they're looking at partnerships and co-ownership or anything that would mean that they're not the only ones that are in charge of this and it's only for their students and staff and faculty, but it's also for the community. So that's part of their master plan where they're trying to sort out how they are going to interface with the community around them, whether you call it Harewood or anything else, it doesn't matter to me. And that's so it's offering some really good, exciting possibilities for us to have the kind of health center that we want, more than just a few doctors, which could easily move into the new mall. They've got space for doctors there. We're wanting something that's much bigger and broader in vision, and so does the university. So there is a real opportunity for collaboration and cooperation and putting something together that together we can do better than probably we can separately.
Yeah, because there are just some of the sampling organizations that were keen were like Food Share and Community Kitchens. Actually, the 710 Club at one time, and I think Chili Studio at one time too was contemplating moving down there. What now? What's the next step with regards to the school?
Well, in terms of the school, we know it's in limbo land, and so until such time as decision, then
that's
we can't.
Right.
Then, and really, you know, our committee, the Harewood Community Center Co-op Committee, has basically given up on the school because, you know, we could be waiting for another year or two. We've already been waiting for several years trying to get there, trying to meet with the school board, trying to see something move forward. And so we've been going round and round in circles, and frankly, that's very hard on a committee, and it doesn't help you to move forward.
Well, or you could end up waiting for another decade.
Yes, we could. Exactly. And as we're all waiting, there is no heat in that building. Mm-hmm. And so every time I've taken a small tour through it to see it, you know what happens when you don't have heat in a building, and now many of the windows are boarded up, and it's just deteriorating, which is unfortunate. But when you're caught in bureaucratic red tape, that's what happens.
What is the next step for your co-op?
Well, the co-op is looking at a variety of different possibilities. We all have heard about school closings. They now seem to be aiming for classroom closings. So they're just gradually cutting back the number of classrooms that are being used in schools as the students are reduced. There again, we don't want to see those classrooms boarded up and grow mold as the Harewood School. So there's a good possibility, I think anyways, and this needs to be discussed a lot more in our community, about gradually using some of those classroom spaces for some of the kinds of things that services and organizations that we want in our community. How that would physically work, how, you know, what concerns would need to be addressed. There's a whole bunch of questions that we haven't even begun to look at.
So we'll begin to make some plans by also celebrating what's happened. And on March 25th, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks, the HCCC will have their annual meeting, and that will be at George Avenue Community School, which, for people that don't know, it's quite close to the University Mall, which you may have known as Harewood Mall. And that meeting will be March 25th, Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. So people are welcome to come out and join the bandwagon. The more people we have, the more we're able to make some solutions for our community.
That was the question I was going to ask, is how would one become a member of the community co-op by going to this meeting?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. We'd do that.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
For taking the time to share this information with us. Ian Gartshore, president of Harewood Community Center Cooperative, and Carol Isles is a Harewood Neighborhood Association member and coordinator of the community school program at Georgia Elementary School. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.